CQ, CQ, CQ calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 19th of October 2025. Here are the main news headlines. Ofcom implements phases 2 and 3 of the amateur radio licence review. Share your feedback on the RSGB's 2025 convention. The RSGB releases a video to help members make the most of its mobile app. Following the introduction of the current amateur radio licensing framework in February 2024, Ofcom has now implemented most of the remaining changes associated with phases 2 and 3. The Ofcom updates to its online licensing portal accommodate applications for new M8 and M9 intermediate call signs, more flexible special event call signs, and other changes which include easier revalidation. It also starts a gradual move to single personal call signs. For example, the revocation of lower license call signs is automatically triggered by a new application. Both Ofcom and the RSGB have released guidance for radio amateurs about these changes. You can see both documents by going to rsgb.org/guidance-resources. Please note that the Ofcom licensing portal now requires longer and stronger passwords, so you may need to reset yours first before you can make any changes. The RSGB's 2025 convention took place last weekend and brought together hundreds in person as well as many more from across the globe who watched via the live stream. The Society is already receiving an overwhelming amount of positive feedback. If you did attend the convention and haven't yet completed the feedback form, please go to rsgb.org/feedback and share your thoughts. If you are unable to attend in person and watch the live stream, the RSGB would love to hear your feedback. Please visit rsgb.org/livestream-feedback and let the team know what you thought of the online event. The feedback forms will be closed at the end of October. The live streams for both days will remain available for everyone to watch on the Society's YouTube channel via youtube.com/the RSGB, all one word. Whether you want to sit back, relax and enjoy the whole program or use the time stamps to watch a particular topic, you'll find something to enjoy as well as talks from the weekend. You'll find exclusive interviews and pre-recorded videos. The RSGB has released a short video explaining how to get the most out of its new mobile app. The Society has received great feedback about the new app and wants to ensure everyone enjoys the full functionality. You can find the video via rsgb.org/radcom or on the RSGB YouTube channel. If you'd like to watch a behind-the-scenes chat with RSGB General Manager Steve Thomas and one ACB about the lead-up to the app launch, you can see that also on the RSGB Convention Saturday live stream recording at 4 hours, 27 minutes and 30 seconds. The Tonight at 8 webinar series continues on Monday the 3rd of November with Graham Somerville, owner and managing director of DSP Noise Cancelling Specialist, BHI Limited. During the presentation, he'll look at the types of DSP noise cancelling available for improving audio quality and which products are best suited to specific applications and setups. Join him live on the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel and ask questions via the live chat. Find out more, go to the RSGB website. Today is the 19th of October. It's the last day of Jamboree on the Air, also known as JOTA. The event promotes friendship and global citizenship and is a brilliant celebration of amateur radio among the Scout Association. The Society has compiled a list of scouting groups that are involved with the annual event and has shared it on its website. The list is available under rsgb.org/JOTA and choosing the JOTA Stations on the Air link on the right-hand side of the page. If you've been involved with JOTA this year, the RSGB would like to hear from you. There'll be a special JOTA report in the January edition of Radcom, so please send details and photos from your event to radcom@rsgb.org.uk by the 14th of November. RAF Air Cadets Exercise Blue Ham will be operating on the 60-metre band from 0700 to 1600 UTC today, the 19th. To operate, you must be a full licence holder. More details to be found on the alphacharlie.org.uk website. Schools and youth organisations interested in setting up an ARIS radio contact with astronaut on board the International Space Station are invited to submit an application and an educational project. Applications can be submitted until the 24th of October. The school section selection will take place in December. December 25. The space conversation will be scheduled in the period extending from July to December 2026. You can find out more at tinyurl.com/ARIS-2026. Now for details of rallies and events, Carrickfergus Amateur Radio Group Rally takes place on Saturday the 25th of October at Elim Church, North Road, Carrickfergus, BT38-8ND. Doors open at 9:30 for traders, 11:30 for visitors. Disabled access, free car parking is available. For more information, email Tim, M-I-0-T-B-L, via CARG, that's C-A-R-G, at hotmail.co.uk. On Sunday the 26th of October, Gala Shields Radio and Computer Rally takes place at the Volunteer Hall, St John Street, Gala Shields, TD13JX. Doors open 11 a.m. and admission is £3. Disabled access from 10:45 a.m. More information, visit galaradioclub.co.uk. The 13th Scottish Microwave Roundtable, GMRT, takes place at the Museum of Communications in Burnt Island 5, Scotland, on Saturday the 1st of November from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. An interesting programme of speakers has been arranged and microwave test facilities will be provided. There will be an opportunity to buy components and microwave-related items. An optional dinner will be held in the evening at a local hotel. Further information, online registration at gmroundtable.org.uk. The event has a maximum capacity of 50 people and there are limited places left, so book now to avoid disappointment. Advance notice now that the 79th annual Orlando Hamcation event takes place between the 13th and 15th of February 2026 at the Central Florida Fairgrounds and Expo Park. Hamcation is the second largest amateur radio convention in the world, with the inaugural event dating back to 1946. More information, follow Hamcation on social media channels or visit hamcation.com. Special event news, celebrating the 75th anniversary of DARC, the National Amateur Radio Society in Germany, four special call signs are active until the 31st of October. More information and details of certificates available for working the station, visit DC75DARC page at qrz.com, QSL via the Bureau or Director DL2VFR. Members of Haiti Radio Club are active as 4 Victor 1 Sugar Baker until the 31st of October. The call sign is in use to commemorate Simon Bolivar, who led several South American countries to independence. Recently, the station has been worked using FT8 on the HF bands, QSL via N200. Phil C2ITS is active on the island of Nauru, OC031, until the 30th of November. Station is spotted regularly using FT8 on HF bands, QSL VAR Logbook of the World, or OQRSCQRZ.com for more. Mike, VE2XP, is active as VY0Z Oscar Oscar from Coral Harbour on Southampton Island, NA007. Until the 18th of December, listen for the station on the 80 to 10 metre bands using CW and SSB, QSL via VE2XB. Contest news today, the 19th, RSGB 50 megs affiliated societies contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC, all modes on the 6 metre band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Tuesday the 21st, RSGB 1.3 gigs UK activity contest, 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 23 SEMS band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 22nd, IRTS 80 metre evening counties contest runs 2000 to 2100 UTC using CW and SSB on the 80 meter band, exchanges signal report serial number EI and GI stations send their county code. On Thursday the 23rd, the RSGB contest started at 1500 UTC yesterday the 18th, ends 1500 UTC today the 19th, using CW and SSB 80 to 10 meter bands, where contests are allowed the exchange of signal report and serial number. CQ Worldwide DX SSB contest starts at 0000 UTC. Saturday the 25th runs until 2359 UTC on Sunday the 26th of October, using SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands, the exchange of signal report and CQ zone, which in the UK is 14. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLO and G4BAO. They write, conditions over the past week have been reasonable, with a relatively high solar flex and lower KP indices. This resulted in a maximum usable frequency, or MUF, over a 3,000 km path in excess of 35 megs. This is just what October is supposed to be like. But all good things come to an end, and there are a few flies in the ointment coming up. On the 14th, the latest coronal mass ejection tracking model from NOAA and the Space Weather Prediction Testbed showed 3 week CMEs possibly passing Earth over the next few days. Although none of them is expected to deliver a large impact to radio's geomagnetic field, a combined passage could generate minor G1 and two isolated moderate G2 geomagnetic storming. We're well and truly now into autumn, and with a daytime critical frequency of more than 9 to 10 megs, the 40-metre band is ideal for QSOs around the UK during daylight hours. At night, the critical frequency is generally around 5 megs, in the early part of the evening dropping to 3.5 or 3.6 megs as the night progresses. This means the 80-metre band is remaining open around the UK for longer, but it may fade out perhaps towards midnight. October is a great month for HF, with the potential for worldwide openings on the higher bands. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be in the 140 to 150 range. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions with reduced MUFs are forecast for the 20th of October, and then again on the 25th and 26th, when the KP index could hit 5. Incidentally, these are the same dates as the CQ Worldwide SSB contest. Now for VHF and UP, this next period offers a marked contrast to recent smell of tropo weather under high pressure. Today, the 19th sees a change to a much more unsettled weather type, with rain areas of low pressure, strong winds and showers. This will take tropo off the agenda for the coming week, and its replacement is likely to be rain scatter for those on the gigahertz band. There's no point in trying to time each individual low and front coming through this far ahead, but there's no real scope for any significant intervening area of high pressure between the lows, so there's no hint of tropo next week. The recent solar conditions have again suggested that it's worth looking at the KP index for signs of aurora should it go above 5. Next, a few words about meteor scatter, which is gearing up for the Orionids peaking on Tuesday the 21st. However, they can have a broad spread with a minor peak preceding the main event. Either way, it's worth checking up on meteor scatter techniques and frequencies before the shower, rather than wondering what to do when it gets there. For EME operators, the moon's declination is falling again and becomes negative today the 19th, so moon window lengths and peak elevation follow suit by falling. Path losses are still rising as we approach apogee early in the morning of the 24th. As we move through 2026, we reach a sweet spot in June, where perigee and the highest declination coincide. This means the lowest path losses occur when we have the longest moon windows. This cyclic event last occurred in 2018 and won't happen again until 2035. 144 meg sky noise starts the week low until Tuesday the 21st, when the sun and moon are close in the sky. This brings noise problems for Yagi-type antennas with their high beam width. After that, noise rises to high again for the weekend beginning the 25th of October. That's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me until next week.